What's up, everybody? Aaron Carter here with the Weekend Bang, and today we're talking about the future of gaming.
In the year 2000!
Corey, Alex, and Steven join me today to go on this futuristic journey. We also give you a little bit of gaming news. Don't forget to go to nerdreactor.com and check us out there under the podcast tab. Give us a follow on Twitter, at Video Game Bang. Go ahead and like our Facebook page, Video Game Bang Bang, and write some comments, people. We got Gondo on there talking to you, so talk to us. After all that's said and done, head back over to nerdreactor.com and check out the new Video Game Bang shirts we got for sale. Pick one up and be the coolest person in your town.
Video Game Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang.
Video Game Bang.
Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
I don't get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
Go!
Catch your breath.
Everybody who started listening to the podcast has immediately turned it off.
They are definitely
congratulations.
I almost left.
Congratulations to Atletico Madrid, everybody, for winning the Spanish La Liga title today against Barcelona in Barcelona. That is a huge upset. Yes.
What does that even mean?
That means that
I don't care.
Millions of dollars have gone to waste on one soccer team because another team that didn't spend millions of dollars like that beat them. That's what that means. Money doesn't buy you championships all the time, people.
Just most of the time.
Yeah, just most of the time. So congratulations to all those Atletico Madrid. This is the Weekend Bang brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? Is that
what are you acting to?
Or is it reacting to? Whatever. Weekend Bang brought to you by NerdReactor. What are you reacting to? Yeah. I had to get that in because I just woke up this morning and I saw that game and I was thoroughly enthralled by it. Joining me today, we have to my left, if he were a Barcelona player and got paid way too much money, he would probably be Iniesta. His name is Alexander Bags.
Hello. I don't know what that means or who that person is.
I'm going to say team player names for all of you guys, and you will have no idea who they are. Next to him, if he were an overpaid Barcelona player, he'd be Gerard Piqué.
Sounds fat. I love it.
He's actually married to Shakira.
Sweet! Perfect! Aaron!
For real?
Double points!
Yeah, that guy's married.
Why He's couldn't I be that?
Married to Shakira.
Suck it, Alex.
Mm. And he is a gambler, too. He's always at the poker championships in Vegas.
And those hips definitely don't lie.
Man.
Yeah, there
he
is.
He would know.
And
that guy's way too good looking.
First of all, let's get something straight. I'm probably the best looking guy here.
And, wow, are you just looking
at that? That is the best picture to pull up.
Sweet.
You better hold that pregnant, Shakira.
Got some sweet boobs.
And here with us always, he's probably going to get ready to Google his soccer player. If he were an overplayed Barcelona player, he'd be Puyol.
P-O-O.
No.
Y-O?
It's P-O-U-O-U-L. Y-O-U-L.
Why are you looking at me?
Because I don't know how to
spell. I'm white. I don't
They're
know
all
how to
Spanish
names.
Players at least. No.
Nailed it.
She's pretty hot.
Nerdy girl with glasses.
Corey right. Vincent, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Sorry, I had to clear my throat. Cheeto powder. Yeah, that's what I'm going with. That's
dangerously cheesy.
Dangerously cheesy. On today's episode, we're going to discuss a little bit of the gaming news and the future of video games. But before we get into that, I'd like to take a moment out to say I feel sad. Do you know why I feel sad?
Why do you feel sad, Aaron?
Because today is Saturday.
Saturday?
It's Cat Saturday.
It's Cat Saturday. I should be happy, but 20,000 people in Sacramento are going to watch Sacramento Republic play the Los Angeles Galaxy 2.
What is this, a soccer podcast?
I don't know, man. What's going on? It just hit me, and I don't know.
Why is that video game bang? I was gonna go. Aaron talks about soccer for two hours.
I have to vent a little. I'm sorry.
You were going to go and then you didn't?
Yeah.
Is that what you're sad that you're not going?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, we're sad that you're here too.
Wow. Nice. Check us out on iTunes if you haven't. Tell your friends to check us out on iTunes. We want to get the word going. We're on Stitcher, Zune, Marketplace. Where else are we at, Corey?
We are on nerdreactor.com. It caught me off guard.
Wow. I've meant for like the podcast so they can tell their friends where to check us out at.
Yeah, go to videogamebang.com.
And that'll take you all the way there. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at videogamebangbang on the Facebook. And leave some comments about the people you don't like, Alex. And the people you do like, Aaron.
Yeah, that's I think you have those mixed up.
I might. Let us know out there. We want to hear. We like interacting with people. Like I said, today's episode is about the future of gaming and where is it going. I asked my sister, who was at the time not a gamer. This is before the Candy Crush craze and the Farmville Facebook games. I'm sorry, it is gaming. I asked her, I said, when you push graphics to the highest limit that they can go, where do you go from there? This is before the Wii came out as well. I remember this.
Oh, wow.
Because everybody was all like, oh, what's Nintendo's next big thing at E3? What are they going to, you know, reveal and everything like that? And I was like, they can't go toe-to-toe with graphics with the Xbox 360 and the PS3.
They could have.
But that's not their style. Well, I mean, can you make a photorealistic Mario?
Oh, God, nobody wants that.
Exactly.
Ron Jeremy.
There you go.
Yeah, I'd probably play that.
He's screen capping everything and anatomically correct, of course.
I'm pretty sure I'd still play that.
He'd be going choosing pipes that he didn't need to, everything like that. So it's like, where do you go? When you push the graphics so far, we're pretty much at that age, or at that time where photorealism is like...
peaking?
Yeah, like we're getting there. And I don't foresee right now anybody trying to take a huge leap into something innovative. There are some out there, and we will get them today, and we will get towards them today in an article that I found on the interwebs. But before we get all to that, we got small little bits of news to get over that I found on the internet again.
Where are you getting all your information?
The internet.
Oh, the internet.
The webs.
Yeah. Copyright 2014.
Halo 5 Guardians announced. 343 Studios, has revealed that Halo 5 Guardians will launch on the Xbox One this fall 2015. Are we excited about that one, everybody?
No.
Wait, this fall?
2015? Yeah, this fall in the year 2015.
Yeah, we have time machines. Yeah.
Ah, all right, good. They're inventing that too.
Did you not
see it? Technically, it does come out this fall in 2015. So when it's 2015, it'll be that fall.
It'll be this
boom. Fall.
Good
job. We're
going
to hold this podcast back until.
I'm just going to keep trying to make you.
That's awful.
So I guess we're not excited about Halo?
This was exciting news. It's always exciting to get Halo news.
Now, you purchased the last Halo, correct?
Yeah.
What about that Halo stood out from the other Halos?
It felt like it was like it went back. It felt more like the Halos 2 and Halo 3.
So no real innovation in the series, I guess?
I wasn't playing it for, like, the new weapons or anything. It was just, I don't know. Halo, for me, I will keep buying them as long as they keep making them.
Well, what made it feel like the older ones? What was it?
The balancedness of the online. Like, they took away. It started getting too crazy when they started adding all the different Spartan abilities.
Okay.
And they kind of dumbed it back down to the basics. And it was all so level. It was just fun. Like, you could jump in and have a good time. I mean, it is.
Well, it says certainly there are some core elements carried over from the prior games, but we invested a huge amount of retooling our tech to take full advantage of the Xbox One. This comes from Bonnie Ross, which I thought was the heating and air company guy when I first read that.
Oh, Bonnie Plumbing. Yeah.
See, I thought that was... But I'm always thinking about where is the next step, because we've got Call of Duty year after year coming out with the same type of, you know, Call of Duty. But Halo actually takes little, you know, breaks in between their games since, what, 1 and 2, I guess?
Yeah.
So now I'm looking for, like, what's the next big thing from Halo? Because graphics are going to be amazing. You know they're going to take, you know...
And I think that's worth mentioning and talking about is the fact that, you know, they've been good graphics for the systems, but it's been good graphics for the systems is the way you say it, you know? And the fact that they talked about how they want 60 frames per second static, with, you know, dedicated servers and all this, bringing all this hardware to bear can really make the whole experience better. I mean, even little things like finding a match or waiting between this or searching for this, you know, and loading load times, if that can go away, or if they can have just a really fun experience the whole game through rather than, it hitched when a grenade blew up on me because someone else was shooting a rocket. So I had frame drop and you could see it and it doesn't feel as fun.
So that's enough for you, right?
Yeah, you bought the played Halo since 3.
But that would be enough for you, Corey?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so now what's
Halo is different. It's like, it's not like, maybe if they did a Halo each year, it would start getting overdone. But Halo, the scope of the single player.
Yeah. When the narrative to it?
Yeah, when you buy a Halo, you play the single player.
Yes, you do.
No, that's true.
You don't, when you buy Call of Duty, you might play it.
Also, because it's co-op.
You will never play
that. Most people don't. Yeah, and then they're adding the co-op. Yeah, I think that with the new Halo, it's got such pressure on it.
I want to know, what's it going to take for Steven to buy it?
$2.5 million.
Oh, wow. Then
and a free copy?
You'll never.
And a free copy.
Wow.
Yeah, the game is trash.
Because the game, no, Halo game, 4 was awesome. The game is trash. That's the one that I picked up.
I really liked Reach.
Reach was awesome. Yeah, Reach was definitely awesome. Was
ODST Reach's story was
pretty good. I never played ODST, but I wanted to.
ODST was so good for the story. Like, I don't remember playing any multiplayer. Was there a multiplayer in that?
I think it was the same as Halo 3.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, the story I loved. I loved the different 4 character types that they had and everything like that, and... what's the guy from Firefly?
Nathan Fillion?
Yeah, he did an awesome job with voice acting the character. And that was the one where I was like...
Was it the bullfrogs? Was it bullfrogs?
I don't know what they were. The drop...
Some group.
Yeah. Hell no. Yeah,
they were. It was good, though. That was the first story that Halo that I can remember. Like, I was really into it. And then when Reach came out, I think they were trying to mimic that, too. Make it more character-driven and everything. But then they just killed everybody.
That's how you make people feel things. Kill them all.
Right when the chick got sniped.
Oh yeah, that was kind of a cop out. It was like
totally didn't expect run, it. She's good
because I could have swore she's been taking bullets the whole missions. Like,
where's your shield now, people?
Yeah, but you know,
stupid universe. That's what
when Bonnie Ross made this blog post. It was on the official Xbox blog website, and in there was a lot of mention of how Halo is not just a game. To Xbox, it is the Xbox. Like, there's a lot of big speech like that. Like,
so it's the Mario to Nintendo.
Well, that's kind of that's basically. A very good. Yeah, I mean, and yeah,
that it's been that if whatever that puts a huge like list of expectations, because if this game comes out and it's not at 60 frames per second running at a full beautiful high 1080p, that means it can't be done.
Didn't Watch Dogs catch a lot of flack for something like that on the PS4, where they said it's going to be beautiful in this, and then it's not quite the same?
Yeah.
It's not as good?
Yeah, it's going to be running better than on the one. I don't remember the exact numbers, but still, even Watch Dogs isn't going to be running.
I have a PC, so I don't pay attention.
Wow. what a dick. Well, we did a story last episode about Iwata saying that one game can change the sales of a system. So this is clearly that one game.
Well, Microsoft has done this with Halo before. Yeah. It has been their savior.
Well, there was a lot of naysayers when Iwata said that about Nintendo.
I think it's impossible for Nintendo. How about that? Nintendo's in such a big hole, it's going to take more than one
year.
You
got to think.
Wow. Okay.
A year? November 2015 for this game to come out?
Yeah, that's also.
So your sales are hurting now.
I think, but it's not in your notes here, Aaron, and that's okay because you're not a Halo man.
That is true.
There is a story going around, too, that in the press release, there's a lot of talk of this launch is going to be a journey, not just a destination. So she was kind of plugging that there's going to be that television series for Showtime or Xbox, whatever.
Spielberg's thing? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, they're going to be releasing what was originally thought just to be Halo 2 Anniversary this fall. But apparently, there's some reports that, and it's going to be a big E3 announcement, maybe, that it's going to be called Halo the Master Chief Collection.
And that
it's going
1-4 thing?
It's going to be a full re-release of 1-4 in full HD format for the Xbox One.
That would be pretty cool.
Are they going to use a new engine like they did with the Halo 1?
I believe so.
Because that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't see how they couldn't. And that would get my interest, because I really want to run through a whole playthrough with 5 coming out. And Halo 5 Guardians comes from is basically letting you know that the Didact is going to be back from Halo 4.
That's so what they're called.
Continuation of the Forerunner story. Hmm. Yeah, because at the very end,
they just get in a ship and take off.
That was
the end of the game.
I did not
remember you kind of one of the ships. You knocked the Didact kind of off that bridge, and you're just like, "Oh, he's dead. I'm sure he's dead."
No,
and
then the rest.
I didn't finish the story.
Oh, you idiot!
Because we kept playing the little co-op mode.
Spoilers: Cortana's dead.
Well,
so Master Chief can't go anywhere.
Wow.
She died and went to your phone.
Maybe. Oh, that's a good idea. I forgot about that. What did they call that mode?
Oh, the I don't know what you, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, where they kept coming out with the stories.
Yeah, new ones. Yeah, I love that.
I think.
Yeah. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's quite possible they'll release this Master Chief thing and then do like one of those leading up to 5.
If that were done, yes, that would be amazing. That's just like giving you little, you know,
war games.
Tidbits.
No, it wasn't war games. Damn it, it's gonna bug me all day.
But that even had people that don't normally always playing. I was playing that with Pushan most of the time, and he's not like the I'm gonna stay on a video game console all the time.
There was the news that $500 million was used to make Destiny.
Uh huh.
I want to see the budget for Halo.
Like
a total 2014-2015 Halo budget has got to be.
It's about tree fitting.
Whatever is left over in Bill Gates' pocket when after a night of drunken fun with him.
It's
Halo,
the same
everybody.
Amount that they lost money in.
2015 Halo Guardians. Any clue what Guardians stands for?
I just told you guys.
Just literally that? Just said it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I remember it? No.
Towards the end,
there it is.
the Didact calls the Forerunners the Guardians of the galaxy.
Oh, basically. So we're going to see the Forerunners.
They're
going to
eradicate humankind.
Yeah. I don't like that then.
So then they're not guarding anything.
They're guarding the galaxy from the humans.
Did you
say that the humans destroy things.
Stupid.
Did you watch the Halo, I don't remember what it was, like the animations, and they show the Forerunners?
No.
Whenever they fought the Flood, and it was like,
oh, yeah,
technically
advanced.
Yeah.
Is that
who we're going to be?
Yes.
Okay.
And those were actually really good foes in a Halo game, because it got stale for a while in the campaign.
Yeah.
When you first see the Hunters and stuff, you're like, oh, these things are hard to fight. Then you get acclimated, and then the Elites get boring, and the Brutes were stupid easy to kill. And then the Flood was refreshing. Like, the Flood was kind of difficult to fight. You'd get, like, nervous when you're fighting the Flood, but the Forerunners were truly difficult. All the mechanics, the regeneration.
It's gonna, that was irritating when you would kill one, and then you're like, no, you didn't kill one. I can. All right, we'll see what happens next year. More gaming news before the big debate or discussion on future of gaming. We have NBA 2K15 expands the Euro lineup with 11 teams. This I wanted to put in here because, as everybody knows, like I previously stated in the beginning, I am a soccer fan.
Sports.
Fan of sports. And basketball, I keep equating soccer to basketball to when friends ask me, you know, like, how can Kobe Bryant doesn't play for, you know, any other country. Why doesn't David Beckham play for U.S.? I'm like, well, it's kind of complicated. Well, in this NBA 2K15 will feature a total of 25 Euro League teams, thanks to addition of 11 more this year. 2K Sports announced today the highest level of professional basketball in Europe will be better represented in the basketball sim, thanks to the inclusion of teams like Germany, FC Bayern Munich, France, JSF, Nanterre, Serbia's Partizan, Nice, Belgrade.
You know, our listeners are like, who cares?
They're like, who cares? Somebody cares.
No,
up there. Overseas.
Because the European teams are going to suck.
But see, now that's just it. Because whenever I play FIFA year to year to year, it's kind of like that for the USA teams. The MLS, the Chicago Fire, the LA Galaxy. We have low ranks and stuff like that. So whenever...
that's in bad taste.
So
Too soon.
It happened like freaking
too
decades
soon.
Ago. So whenever this game comes out and they have teams like Barcelona, which I just said lost in soccer at least, for basketball, they're probably going to have ratings that are lower over here and stuff like that. because there's leagues everywhere for stuff. So they, I'm like, is this going to be a trend now for sports games? Are we going to start putting overseas?
Because they have no other ideas.
Just more but teams for me to not pick.
I'm just thinking.
To have to scroll through to get to your team.
Because you have your baseball games that come out. There's European baseball teams. Like Japan, of course, is huge. That's not European. But, you know, Japan is huge.
Thanks for baseball.
They're
clarifying.
European enough.
They're huge with baseball over there. So, but we never
get
those.
They made animes about it.
Yeah, they. No, but no. We don't get any teams in our games over here. So it's like FIFA is, I don't know. FIFA does it first because soccer is the biggest sport in the world.
Well, it's one of the few debatable. Global sports.
How is it debatable, Steven?
Chess is the greatest sport.
Is that the global
sport?
He has
won the debate. Chess are the greatest sports.
I like to dedicate world politics. Boobs.
This guy wins.
Done. He all wins.
Right. God damn it, he's good.
But it was interesting to see some of the teams that they announced on here, like Galatasaray. That
what?
Is
yep.
What?
It'll be
it
super
sounds like
interesting
a terrible like
I've only heard of that.
A mid middle.
I had that in two days ago.
You
I had
Galatasaray.
That. Oh man, I could not get off the toilet.
What else they had? They had Barcelona, FC Bayern Munich. These are Real Madrid. These
what
are,
about the Chinese? Is there any Chinese in there?
I don't know. I didn't see any Chinese. Well, if there are, their names aren't apparent because
Strasbourg.
That's definitely not Chinese.
No, that's one of the teams though. It's
yes,
new.
It is. But see, all these names are familiar to me in soccer. Like, they're all teams.
Well, it's
that
because
are in
they have, teams for different sports, all part of the same club, though, right? Or whatever?
Yes.
So it's a sports club.
Yeah.
And then they have teams for each one. Esports does that a lot as well. They'll have teams, and they'll have different divisions for Dota, League, stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah. So it's actually.
But it won't be the same people, though, right?
No, not the same people. Okay. Which I'm sure is the same for this as well.
Well, yes, of course.
I would assume.
But I would think the people, like in esports, the guys that play League of Legends, you know, just probably practice up and go and play Smite, you know, and then be like, hey, we're Team Dignitas. We do both.
No,
that's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
That's just lazy.
No, that's specialization.
That's just lazy. That's what that is. We should start an e-team.
I think, didn't you try that?
Have we tried that before? I don't think we've tried it.
Well, yeah, I think we did.
But we should do something that nobody
else
has done.
No, you guys just got raped. And
you got,
yeah, we tried.
You got put down like rabid dogs.
I want to build an e-stadium.
What would the e-stadium even consist of besides four big screen TVs that are like back to back to back or something like that?
Exactly.
Well, you have
a
thing in the center and then you have the, it's a LAN one, so you're going to have like head-to-head ones. Like the International does it for Dota 2.
Hmm.
They have booths that are soundproof. They're soundproof booths, and then they also put in earbuds,
boobs
and
too,
then
yeah.
they also put over like over-ear headphones, so that way they can't hear the crowd.
Then what's the
so
purpose
loud.
Of the crowd?
Well, no, it just gets so loud because there's so many people screaming. And
I would love
that you,
to hear people.
Like, it vibrates.
So is that going to happen now in the NBA? They're all going to wear headphones because they don't want to hear the crowd? I mean, that's like part of the fun.
Thank you. That's like half of
they can,
people
they
can
do the,
still
they
hear
can do the
crowd.
Full tournament from their house.
They can still hear the crowd.
They truly could.
Most esports athletes? Is that what we're
Yeah, they're technically athletes.
They're all
America.
Antisocial.
No.
Athletes. For visa purposes, they are.
I would not call
you.
For
visa
purposes,
they
yes,
are.
I
so
understand
definitionally,
that. I would,
they're athletes.
I would not.
They're elites?
Elites.
I'm trying to say athletes
net,
with an E.
Netleets?
No, that's...
Netleets?
I don't know. If we started a...
Webfleets?
I want to make like a, I want to make an esports jersey. That's what I want to
yeah,
make.
You can make a lot of money.
You'd make you so make, many double
like,
XL.
They have official sure. ones for like some of the Korean teams and stuff like that, as far as I'm aware.
Of course the Korean team.
Is there like a standard equipment they have to use, or can they use any old mouse and keyboard?
That's a good question.
I think there's like rules and regulations of like macros and stuff that are set up. You can't have macros running on it. I know it's the same for fighting games as well. People have modded sticks, but it'll be you can't have a macro that will do it faster than what you can do or hit buttons in such a way that is impossible. Mm. So you can't have like a button that will go both ways on a stick. You know, like you can't hold both directions.
Okay.
They still need to have just an overall, everybody uses that keyboard and that mouse. And then they just make it the best for everything. That way,
well,
you,
people bring their own.
That's what I understand. I've
like,
seen Evo, like, and yeah, people will bring their own like joysticks and stuff like that.
MLG approved,
but yes, an MLG approved gaming stick. That way, the playing field is level. Because if they're supposed to be athletes, the playing field is leveled for everybody in every sport. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yep.
gonna be made
so
by Nintendo.
Totally that. Yeah, fertility drugs.
But that's okay. Well, then don't they get punished whenever they're caught?
whenever they're caught.
Yeah, okay then.
Whenever they're caught.
In there.
So whenever they're caught.
Are there banned substances in esports?
Gatorade.
He tested positive for Red Bull.
Like, what?
Taking a red line. Ago. Adderall.
Hey, did you have...
I have ADD. I can't. I gotta...
Did you eat Cool Ranch Doritos?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's some Mountain Dew.
Traces of Dorito powder under his fingernails.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been too enthralled with the esports and stuff like that. I've watched like maybe one Smite tournament just because I wanted to see.
You hit the whole gamut then, man.
Yeah.
Scene one and done.
I understand that it
I was actually watching
a ton of money.
Some of the TI4 qualifiers earlier
today.
What
is TI4?
The hell is that
the International 4. It's the Dota 2 tournament.
Yeah, I was going to say, Alex, are you following both? Do you just follow Dota esports or are you going to be watching the...
I dabble.
The All-Stars for League as well.
I didn't watch the All-Stars. I probably should. I got really tired
that's a
they
question.
They have an All-Star
yeah,
match?
Yeah,
do they do like trick shots when they kill people? What is...
No, it's...
He did a 360
like,
and threw an axe.
It's picking all of the best people from a bunch of different teams in a certain region and then having them go fight each other in the game.
To the death? In the game. Yeah. Sorry.
There needs to be a team, the Harlem Game Trotters.
That's terrible.
They just do trick kills.
That's so terrible.
Trick kills.
That's bad. Anyway, where were we? We got like way off the boat.
2K15, NBA.
2K15 coming at you soon. What's his name is going to be on the cover?
They already announced he's going to be on the cover?
Kevin Durant.
Oh, of course.
He gave that tearful speech with the player of the year or whatever
like
that.
He's
going to
break his ankle.
I said that and everybody was like, it's not the same curse. It's only Madden, right?
Yeah, but it's funny when I say it.
That's terrible. Future
like
of
Madden.
Gaming, everybody. I was perusing the webs, of course, and I found this article on some website. It was a blog, so I don't even know if that's
if it
right.
wasn't nerdreactor.com, yeah. Don't bother saying it on this podcast, bucko.
So this guy, Michael Poe.
Yeah, bucko.
Bucko, it's something I'm trying out.
This guy,
yeah, buddy boy.
Michael Poe.
Watch their sport.
He wrote The Future of Gaming, 5 Exciting Emerging Trends. And I read it, and I was a little impressed.
What are the five? Oh, we're getting into that.
Yeah, we're going to
jump in the gun. Sorry.
Yeah.
Did you message this guy to see if he'd show up on the podcast and talk about it?
I was going to if you guys liked the 5 that he did.
Okay.
You know, well, I don't want it just to be me. You know, I liked what the guy had to say, but then I want to bring it to the masses.
You like soccer, but you tend to bring that up.
I will force that down your throats every single time. I will force that down your throats. That's right.
Stop putting soccer balls down our throats.
Sounds a little rapey.
So after the break, everybody,
timing.
We're going to get right into the 5 exciting and emerging trends. Before we get into it, though, and before we get to the break, is there any trends that you guys have seen so far that aren't on this list?
I haven't read the list.
Oh, wow.
I don't like,
to be prepared,
I don't
everybody.
Like spoilers.
Way to be prepared.
Jesus.
And now everybody goes to their phone or whatever.
Well, I was double checking whether they had it. For games, I like the player-driven aspects of it. Mm. More control and stuff in players. And I guess that kind of goes to the open source.
Yeah, and that's going to be a little bit part of that. Oh, and I get to go to check out at E3, Sony's online booth or whatever.
Oh, you made it into the big show.
Yeah, so I get to check out Landmark, Planetside 2, and H1N1.
Ooh.
H1Z1?
Z1.
Yeah. It's about the bird flu. Yeah. Old people.
you're an old
sick
person.
And dying.
And you have to not get coughed on.
Yeah.
Like, sweet. If
the level you're
mask.
Just going, like, doing your daily errands.
That would be terrible. That would be terrible.
I think I've played that game.
So far, I've actually looked at screenshots and videos and let's play of that H1N1 or whatever.
Z1.
It's not the bird
it
flu.
Looks,
H1N1 is the bird flu.
It looks just like, it looks like DayZ watered down. And I probably...
What? That's crazy that someone would make a derivative thing of DayZ.
And it's all in first person as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So they're I don't know.
I don't care.
Exactly. All right. What, we're winding down to the end? We still have some more?
Yeah, you got some time.
Well, let me explain a little bit more that Real Madrid will go against Atletico Madrid.
You know what? Let's talk about something
Champions
for real.
League. Okay, real quick then. Steven, your quick review on Godzilla. You just saw it.
It was awesome. That's it.
And there you have
Where,
it.
Did you That's see it 3D? IMAX?
No, I didn't. There's no point in watching movies 3D. It's a gimmick.
Wow. I guess that's one of the games.
Clearly, you're not a
Godzilla. Oh, there's a pebble coming at me.
Yeah.
No, it gives you a sense of scope and scale. Did you see Tron in 3D? IMAX?
That
was amazing. That there was actually distance on a lot of the shots.
Because Tron's just a giant laser show.
Any crystal meth in it?
A little bit. How do you think they kill the creatures? Come on.
Wow, that was terrible.
Hooked to meth.
Get them hooked to meth. They beat their children. Lose
their
jobs.
They lose their teeth. They're not afraid anymore.
That's a terrible toothless Godzilla. All right, everybody. The future of gaming when we get back from the break. Enjoy the break, too, because we're going to enjoy it.
And there's going to be Scott Smith. Not Scott Smith. What's his name?
We're just going to go to the break. You're terrible.
Well done.
You're a terrible person.
Hey man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
Like when you first see it, like see him on the screen, my heart was like pumping. Like
wow.
I was excited.
It did pull you
yeah,
in.
Yeah, like I was like, oh shit, it's about to get real.
Welcome back everybody, and that was Steven's iteration of how he felt when the first time he saw
Bryan Cranston.
Terrible.
My heart was throbbing, and
your heart was throbbing, huh?
Oh yeah,
that's what was throbbing. That's disgusting.
So was my brain.
All right, so many innuendos. The future of gaming, everybody, is it upon us or is it not?
It's not.
Isn't it always upon us?
It's always upon us.
It's always upon us.
It's also always the worst.
But aren't we going backwards? I mean, look, the Xbox One just announced that they're going to be releasing their console without the camera.
You mean Kinect?
It's a camera.
It's Kinect, first
slightly,
of all.
Slightly different than a camera. I will grant them camera. It is different than a camera.
It's a Kinect
box. Does anybody else in here use it beyond what a camera
did
actually
I ever
does?
Use it yes. is the first question.
What did you use it with?
The Kinect?
Yes.
I use it for the voice commands.
Nobody uses it for the voice commands.
My voice commands don't even work on it.
And his voice commands.
Because he doesn't even speak barely any English.
I yell at
Xbox.
Doesn't
even speak barely any English.
Watch it,
that's
bucko.
Terrible.
Ace.
I'm going to go that till that sticks. The future of gaming.
Hold on. Are we going to be talking about the Kinect in this segment?
We might.
Because I want to state something at the beginning.
Corey likes Kinectimals. So,
wow.
Who doesn't?
I think a lot of people are talking about how the Kinect failed and why it failed and who killed it and whether it was the people.
It was Peter Molyneux.
It was Peter Molyneux. Killed the Kinect one with that stupid video of the little kid.
What happened to that kid?
Project Natal? No.
Milo.
Yeah.
That was stupid. That's what got him fired. But I think
He died in the Chicago fire.
Wow. Too soon, everybody.
The only thing you can blame for the failure of the Kinect in the Xbox One is Microsoft themselves.
What?
Why?
When did the Xbox come out?
I don't know, the Xbox 360 or the One?
Long enough for them to already give up on it when they said they were never going to give up on it.
Are we talking about the Xbox 360?
We're talking about the Kinect 2.
Kinect 2. Okay.
Kinect 2 on the Xbox One.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. Right. Let's keep things straight here.
But that's better than the 360. Got it.
So,
too many numbers.
You're going to mandate that everybody buy this extra $100 piece of equipment that people are already
saying that they don't need it.
Okay. And then they give you absolutely no reason to need or want it.
So you wanted them to be the forefront and
what's their biggest franchise right now?
Halo.
That's out, that has a game.
Titanfall.
Kinect. What's the Kinect compatibility with Titanfall?
None.
Exactly.
Yes, I'm 2 for 2.
What's the number one franchise from the Xbox 360's Kinect?
Kinectimals.
Kinectimals, no.
Kinect Sports.
Dance Central.
Dance Central.
Can we all agree Dance Central is
That's a third party, though, isn't it?
Just a dance game. Yeah, Let's just say a dance game. There's not one.
I don't think Microsoft has
that's worth anything.
So you thought a dance game was going to save this?
It would help. They come out with this piece of hardware and then give a few launch titles, but what do we even know of that's coming out in the future that seems awesome?
Kinectimals too.
Like, they killed it. They came out with this, made you pay $100 for it, and then gave you nothing to want with it.
That Rise game was supposed to be a Kinect game.
It was supposed to be a Kinect game.
And they flipped it.
They flipped script because they knew nobody's going to buy this thing like that. Like, they know what they wanted to trick other people. Like you said, they put this mandated Xbox, you know, Kinect thing in the box because they wanted developers to run with it. I think they knew we can't really do too much for it. You got to be the example. With Nintendo, when they came out with the Wii, they threw their good stuff on there and they showed you how to use this. They even came out with a trailer when the Wii Remote was first released, on some things you can do. You know, you can cut up things. You can brush your teeth, you know, with video games now. You can do a whole bunch of stuff. There's a speaker inside. You can hear it. Microsoft does nothing like that with their Kinect. Like, they just say, here's what it can do, you know, scientifically, but let's not show you anything.
Or
you know?
Give you a reason to use any
of
those features.
But for, not even for the people, but for the developers. So they never give the developers any. They just say, here it is. It has a capability of doing A, B, and C. Go wild with it.
Well, with the Kinect 1 or Kinect 2 we're talking about?
With the Kinect 2.
Okay, because the Kinect 1, people have done absolutely amazing things with it. They've hacked it to hell and back, basically.
But how does that translate to video games that will sell?
It doesn't.
So then what's the purpose of it?
That's Microsoft.
Right. Well, see, now what Microsoft, and he's right, Microsoft should have done is they should have pushed this thing out themselves and been like, this is exactly why you need this. And let our developers who are working on stuff, on, you know, AAA title stuff that utilizes this piece of hardware, let us show you how to do it. And well, then they will piggyback on there. Nintendo, with the DS, when they brought out the DS and that new piece of hardware, they brought out puppies or what was it, dogs?
Nintendogs?
Yeah, Nintendogs. And then people piggybacked off of that with like cats, dolphins, and stuff like that.
That was pets.
Imagine
brand.
Babies.
Yeah,
imagine
all
babies.
That type of stuff.
Just imagine them. So that's the whole game. It's actually empty. It doesn't have anything. Just imagine babies.
The game just says, close your eyes.
So Nintendo shows you what you can do with this and the capabilities. Nintendogs was a huge success. And then that's why you had copycats. So Microsoft needed to make something with that Kinect that was a huge success. That way you get bad clones off of it.
Yes, I think with the Kinect 2 is they had to push it out the door with the Xbox One rather than delaying the Kinect 2 mm-hmm. to actually have first-party games to go with it to use that hardware. They needed to tie them together and put it on the Xbox One to force people to use it. It's like, that will make us more money? I don't know.
Well, even the main one that was first-party was Kinect Adventures? Is that what it was? Or Kinect, was it their version of sports?
Adventures. Kinect Adventures.
Okay, Kinect Adventures.
That came bundled with the new one, right?
Yeah.
It did, but you only got one game from it because the game wasn't ready.
Yeah, it was half-hearted
challenge. Yeah, it was like, here's like one or two of the mini games that you can download until the real one comes out and you can buy that one later. And then it's out now, but no one talks about it. It just slipped completely under the radar. I know nobody with this game. I never hear about this game. Their main first-party thing to draw you in and show you what it could do wasn't ready at launch.
Well, that's definitely
it's failure to launch. Yeah. Great
failure
movie, by
to
the way.
Launch.
That is a terrible movie.
Great movie.
How dare you.
So Microsoft killed the Kinect. They have themselves only to blame.
Well, let's see
they've
what
always had themselves
let's
to blame
see
for
what
everything
the future
done,
of
though.
Gaming holds since Microsoft clearly has freaking failed them. We've seen an evolution of video games in terms of graphical quality so much so that one would have difficulty differentiating a video game from real life scene today.
False.
Wow.
Not all.
Not at all. I mean, think about racing games. To me, they've hit the peak.
And yeah, those games have peaked.
Racing
they,
games.
Yeah, they look like real life stuff. So where do we go?
Yeah, boring.
Here are five trends that might lead us to the next gaming revolution?
Question mark?
Immersive gaming, the return of the virtual reality, VR troopers, everybody. The major leap in technology that results in...
I had those toys.
That's sad.
Shut up.
Improved hardware capabilities. Virtual reality has started to resurface in the gaming industry. Of particular note is the upcoming Oculus Rift, a VR head-mounted display HMD created by
Palmer Lucky.
How important is VR to our actual gaming? Do you guys see yourselves strapping something on and playing Halo or
Diablo? That's right. What am I going to play? I've actually heard specifically for... Elite Dangerous, I think, the newest, it's a space sim. Mm-hmm. So, like, you're in a ship, and you can use the Oculus Rift to look around.
Okay.
It was amazing. Like, someone actually went out and bought, a piloting yoke for their home use.
Okay.
Because they're going to buy it, when it comes out, and an Oculus Rift to put it all together. Because it was just so perfect. You know, because he was also talking about how he played other games, and he always envisioned... Like, oh man, it's like I'm really in the spaceship, except, you know, I'm using a mouse and keyboard, or I'm using a joystick, or I'm using whatever. Now you can get just that much closer with something that has good head tracking, really pretty darn good visual fidelity, and actually being able to integrate that all together and bring a cohesive experience, not just, hey, look, you put something on your head. Now it's closer.
That's cool and all. That's cool and all. And first of all, you're throwing a lot of big words at me, you know, so we're going to slow some of this down. Visual fidelity. But that's cool for your first person shooter games or your exploration, I guess, space simulation games. But League of Legends, what does the Oculus Rift even have to do with anything like that? Diablo 3.
I don't think it has to work with every existing game that's out there right now. I think creates more options. And I was just thinking when you were talking about that, it's like, it's perfect for games where your character stays stationary. That is awesome. Because I don't know if I'd be getting like motion sickness and stuff. Like in a first-person shooter, if I'm moving and my legs aren't, like it's going to be like a weird sensation.
It is a weird sensation. And then I'll actually bring up a whole new thing of other peripherals that people have made. They've made ones where it has an Omniwalk thing so you can walk
around. I've seen that.
That was on Shark Tank.
I saw somebody play, I think, Counter-Strike or something with that, and he had the Oculus Rift and the little walking thing.
You're strapped into
everybody's going to be tired out from running.
He literally...
We might lose some weight.
He literally...
Because Xbox Fitness ain't doing
nothing. Come here, I want to stab you.
They had the side-by-side of him in real life and then what he was seeing, and like he turned around and somebody was in his face, and he like backed up real fast.
And he started, like, see Aaron shuffling his feet.
Yeah.
That was classic.
He was like... oh my god, this guy's in my face. And so I was like, okay, that's cool, that's the reaction, but I don't see too many people strapping that thing in their living room or something like that.
But you need to push it now. Like they said, this is an emerging trend that's pushing it forward. You need to be able to have something that actually works. Not Virtual Boy from God knows how long ago.
That was an amazing system, all red.
I'm against this because I don't like the fact that I have to buy peripherals to play this one game, or you know, be able to play two more. It's the whole Kinect thing. Why am I using this
a lot
for like one game?
Currently, a lot of them are being developed not just for that.
But like,
would it be an attachment that adds on? So like, you don't need it, but if you have it,
yes.
Okay,
that's a way. A lot of games are being developed like that. At least now.
That's a way that it will not sell at all.
When it comes out, and when it's like out, and there's more, because there's already two or three out. Gunning for the market, right?
Uh-huh.
When it's actually out, they may have more where it's exclusive and you have to have either the Oculus Rift or whatever. Sony had their own one, right? Project Morpheus or whatever?
That stupid thing.
Yeah, Project Fishburne.
Fishburne. Lori?
Yeah.
Lori.
There you go.
Not Larry.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
But I'm thinking whenever they give you the option when they're like, hey, you don't need this, but if you do, it'll be cool. Then Steven over there is going to be like, no, I don't want it. Everybody else will still kind of be like,
he's cheap.
I don't know.
No.
And it's actually down to an affordable price
now. You want a good idea for this Oculus Rift? Porn.
Actually.
And I'm sure they're already way out.
There was actually a very interesting study done where they had a male person using it and then a female. And they both agreed and everything was cool. They would use the Oculus Rift to look around and like, I think the guy would simulate what the girl was doing and vice versa. So they'd basically explore each other's bodies, but you're looking down and seeing that, which is not your body. And it was a very interesting, like, that's something like super simple, is literally looking down and be like, I'm a dude, you know, oh, that's it.
Yeah.
And then, but it's here, it's present. And it could explore interesting games in exploring the human condition.
Wait. So
he was her.
Yeah. So whenever he looked around, he saw what she was doing.
Yeah.
This is like being John Malkovich.
That's shit going
on in here. That's good if you're a doctor.
No, that's good if you like porn, because you're just going to strap it onto every female or every male and you're going to feel like you're in control or something like that.
Yeah. Well, that's my idea. But like, I can see that's that.
Not my idea. That was my idea. That's what I want.
That's where I was trying to get at. But,
sold.
The other thing would be the doctor thing. Like, you know, Alex got stabbed in the neck. Well, that's...
He got stabbed. By my
somewhere.
Friends.
Look at the wound, Doc. Help now. Like, and you don't... Like, the doctor wants to see the wound.
That's
a good way to... For him to see what you're seeing.
There's an interesting
and being able
part,
to help.
Though. Because you're going to need the cameras. Like, there's two parts to it. There's the visual input, and then you need the visual output. The output will be the Oculus Rift, but, like, Have bring a doctor into your house, you'd need like an extensive set of HD cameras, and you'd have to stand in there like.
Oh, I thought it was one piece. Like it,
you can model.
It's
you
not
can
an
see
anime.
It and it.
I think a future version will have like a big camera.
And that's the thing is, if you got to have it now, it's got to be something that we pursue because the ability to bring virtual reality into
it's
it is.
Coming. When we were talking about like live sports, like that's the most practical, easy application.
That's
you,
my
you,
idea.
You take a side, you know, a courtside seat, set up a giant.
HD
orb
camera, yeah.
of HD cameras that gives you full 360 motion, have people pay a price to access this through their Oculus Rift, and then you're at a your courtside live at a sporting event.
I'm there.
That's possible. And that and that's
why
something
not just
a
put
lot
a
of people
camera on
use.
The players. Then you can be the player.
That's another awesome
they
thing.
They did that in the MLS.
I was joking.
They actually put a camera on the players.
You
yeah.
know,
yeah.
I, no when idea. He was talking about the porn, I was thinking like that's a whole new
world
subgenre of film that they can do, like a first person film that you can
there to go.
Awesome
it's
idea.
Called Gonzo. Anyways,
wow. Okay. So that was VR. The number two is second screen for gaming. With the booming market of handheld devices like smartphones and tablets, the console wars between three major brands, Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo, has intensified with a rush to invent the secondary gaming device for players, a la the Wii U, Smart Glass. And
PSP,
Sony's crossplay with the Vita.
Vita.
Oh, the Vita yeah.
How important is that to the future of gaming? So far, the Wii U seems to be a booming success. In
but it's a way to get
Cambodia.
A cheap tablet.
Yeah,
does it see, the best.
But see, I'm firmly with though Microsoft, where they take something that we already own, and they turn it into your second screen for gaming. Like whenever I. Upload or whenever I start up the smart glass and I can control stuff like that, that's just amazing. And then the extra stuff that they can add to it, like if I'm playing Grand Theft Auto, this is just an idea that they didn't really, you know, expand upon, but would be cool if they did. And my smartphone in the game is actually my smartphone in my hand, and that's just awesome or something. Maybe I can like call one of the people while I'm playing the game or something like that, and then get a mission and have it sent to my character in the game.
What killed me with I love the idea of it, and it hasn't been executed perfectly by even it has not even close, but it's distracting, like, because then I have to put down my controller,
mm-hmm.
leaving my character completely open to
that's
elements
the thing,
or whatever.
Is it needs to be integrated in a way where I'm not saying you should play a video game 24 hours a day or whatever,
yes,
but
you should.
But you should, I mean, you should. I feel like having the option when you walk away from a game to be able to do things in that game is really cool.
Yeah.
Neverwinter kind of did something like that. It wasn't as mobily integrated as it probably could have been, but they did a lot of you could do professions while you were away from there. So you could like, oh, this is finished. Okay, collect it and then start a new one. It'll take X amount of hours. You know, something along the lines of, I guess, like EVE Online, where it takes, you know, days and hours to train stuff.
That.
But you could queue it up, you could do things while you're away from it, and then once you get home or whatever, you can play it. I think that's really cool, but it's hard to bring a worthwhile gameplay along with it, I guess, in that respect, because you could, I mean, because, like, take Grand Theft Auto, right? You could have Grand Theft Auto, and then when you walk away, there's stuff on your phone. They have phones in the game, that's
yes.
fine. But what can you do on your phone that would translate to actual good gameplay? Air
you
quote.
Could like sext your girlfriend or something.
Yeah, like that's crappy though.
Well, see, because where if it went that
and plus,
way,
I don't want to do it twice. I already do it in real life.
You're just getting it, you're just getting irritated because your phone will probably go off with like some type of text message, and it'd be your virtual girlfriend, and then people in real life are like, "You're a loser because you just got a virtual text message."
From they said that before the virtual text message.
What was
though.
The guy's name that? Is I'm completely spacing on GTA 5, but the black dude who was
Trevor.
Trevor was the white guy.
Not Trevor.
Jamal.
I don't know, but one of those guys texting you
Tyrese?
Or requiring you to
Lamar.
Do stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. It has to be done. I'm not creative.
His name
enough.
Was Franklin.
Franklin. There we go. Franklin. I knew it was something not black.
Terrible.
So anyway, I only the way I've envisioned more gaming coming out of this is actually just co-op, if anything.
The new Tom Clancy game, they have an interesting
Cyber Heist?
No.
Yeah.
No,
it's co-op.
Cyber Heist, definitely.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's pointing it.
we talked
I was giving
about
you a layup. Just
wow.
You're wearing it.
No, so yeah, co-op, that's what I think.
But the Tom Clancy thing, like, yeah, okay, Cyber Heist too. Like, if I could play Cyber Heist as the hacker from the DMV while Aaron's at home on his Xbox.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
That is the single greatest thing possible.
So instead of actually making it for a single player integrated two screen type of thing, make it multiplayer exclusive type of deal?
Or at least something that can affect you when you get back to your console.
The Division was talking about that too, right?
The Tom Clancy's The Division. Like, if you guys are playing a match... Did it really get delayed?
Yeah, it got delayed.
For how long?
2015 sometime.
Bullshit.
Next year, Halo 5.
As long as it comes out fine, though. As long as if they did that to make something happen that they said, like this, if I could drop an airstrike, you know,
it would be cool to be able to do or pilot a drone with your what? Like, that's a simple little thing you can do that would help them in the game. That wouldn't, as long as it doesn't confer someone, we're like, I gotta get friends to play this, because I hate that.
I don't want friends.
Yeah, I don't have friends. I don't want them to.
Wow.
I'm your
friend, Alex.
Nah, we don't play video games together.
It's because you don't.
Xbox. That's because I want to keep you as a friend.
What about that giant? Did you get your gaming laptop? Sorry. Or your gaming computer?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
It didn't come yet?
Nope.
No.
Amazon is slow. No. So, two screens, good for the future of gaming if they do it right. Number three, open source gaming. Look at the number of free or cheap homemade games available in your mobile market today, and you will have an idea where the future games may be heading. Open source, for instance, Ouya, who cares, is Android-powered upcoming video game console.
What?
This is an old article, sorry.
That's wicked old.
That works on
the concept.
We're going
to try and get this guy on the show, and he's been dead for
he's Nostradamus.
Months.
He's been dead for 100 years.
Dead in the Chicago fire.
He was written too soon.
In the year 2000.
Colin, he's like, did he leave notes anywhere? Anyway.
Can we read his manuscript?
Well, as everybody knows, Ouya was just an Android type of game. I'm going to say in the past tense because nobody plays that thing anymore. No. Independent developers do not have to purchase an expensive software development kit. And so far, Ouya, this guy just not realize that in the future was going to fail, so let's get past all.
But it did promise all of these things.
It did promise what he says in this thing, but nobody cared because the games weren't anything that I couldn't get on my phone, really.
Well, and not only that, specific to this, the Ouya specifically, Android, they said you had to make a free version and you couldn't... you had to make a free version that was worth it, I guess, and then you had a paid version and that you'd get more with, I guess. You know, people could have more stuff to do.
Yes, yes.
But people would just do the free one. So people couldn't... Basically, developers couldn't make money on this way of doing it. So it tanked. You know, no one actually recouped their costs. They all lost money eventually. Either way, it is a really cool idea. And that's actually been... what I've been looking at with PC gaming has been a lot of, open source. Like, they have so many game jams where people are like, hey, I made a game in, you know, a week or whatever with this idea. And it's really fun. It's really cool. It's really neat. It's not super, you know, it's not Skyrim, obviously. It's not going to hold you over for 7 years, but it is going to, you know, make you think.
So what about, when do we get the AAA type of titles that these developers are free? Because I do indie shows.
Unreal Tournament. The newest Unreal Tournament that's coming out is actually going to be open source.
Is it really?
People. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be a nightmare, and it's probably going to be crap, but... it will be the first time that they've done it. It'll be 100% free. Everyone gets to help out and stuff and talk to developers on what they want to make. Basically, it's like a free Kickstarter. Because, you know, with Kickstarter, you give in money and then you can tell them what you want them to do because you paid into it. This one is basically it's free and everyone gets to tell them what they want out of it.
So that's my earliest memories from Unreal Tournament. Was it Unreal 2000 or...
Unreal 1999, the Game of the Year edition or whatever?
Yeah, that's all I remember is playing user-created content all the time.
Oh, yeah.
It was just fun.
Well, they had a user-created mods, user-created maps, and that's the thing is there's a whole history of a bunch of PC gamers and everything, people who've been playing those games where they created their own stuff, and sometimes it was literally just kids messing around in a map, changing one little thing, but that got them into it, and then they're the people who make video games today.
I remember, exactly. Cliffy B, he started making maps on, what was it?
I'm going to agree with you, because I think it's true.
he started by making maps for some game, and now look where he's at.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's a close personal friend of mine, that's what he told me.
Sure he is. Yeah. So, yeah, okay. Well, then that answers my question of when is it going to do?
He lost him. When he played games with him.
When is this open source development? I mean... if it catches on, then that'd be cool to see a whole bunch of more open source games like that.
I think it's opening up more.
Before different genres, I want to see that. Like, Unreal is just a, you know, a kind of a battle online arena, you know, back and forth, capture the flag, shooter, you know, type of deal.
Yep, that's all it is.
But, well, it's more, of course, oh, but no, that's how I'm going to sum it up. Adventure mode type of game.
You're
how
such
about
a
that?
Dick.
What about adventure mode type of games? How do
like
you,
story-based,
yeah,
narrative-based
do do
things?
I mean, you can be
harder.
Open up to ideas, but...
And that's the thing is, I mean, with a narrative and a story, you have to have the story, really. Unless
yeah.
it's, well... Kind of
D&D. Think about that, right? It's like one person's mind is making the story while other people interact
people are,
with it. Yeah,
and that's
and
the thing is,
changes.
Other people are consuming the story, interacting with the story, and they can have that. I'm trying to think of a game that's done something like that, and I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
And then you just invented it. That's why.
Yeah,
right there.
I think it's a really good idea. I think having people involved with it. I mean, people suck, but
wow.
they can make cool things a lot of the time. So, I mean, hopefully it's there. Also, they've had stuff you know, along lines of create your own stuff in, you know, Minecraft, etc.
Well, yeah,
et
it's
going to
be like
that
with Landmark whenever
yeah,
that comes,
they
when,
make
yeah.
their own stuff. Yeah,
yeah,
there you go, Landmark.
I can't wait for that, so, I mean.
And that will actually shape an EverQuest Next. That
yeah.
will shape the story is the people that are doing EVE Online. There you go. Stuff like that, too. That's a player-based economy.
Number 4 in the future of gaming in this guy's list, who I hope he's not dead, augmented reality. On top of seeing your actual physical environment... In augmented reality, you will be fed an additional information on data overlay digitally in real time.
I'm so stoked for that.
No, I mean, one good example of AR in action will be the mobile app Wikitude. Holding your smartphone up towards the surroundings, the screen reveals nearby restaurants. That was actually, yeah, let me start that. Because when I saw that on TV for the first time in a commercial, somebody held their phone up and it showed, you know, the city that they were in. But then... little bubbles from around like street corners and stuff like that saying, hey, McDonald's is there, ATM is there.
That's
I was
so
like,
cool.
The future is now, and it's scary because
I'm Deus Ex.
Like, that's crazy.
I never asked for this.
So virtual, augmented reality also was in the 3DS?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Because you got the little cards or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was not
well,
that.
Well, and then there was also like, you know, the face shooting game.
Yeah, yeah, where you got your face and then it shot the bubbles and stuff like that. I've seen actual full-blown games where the only thing that was weird though is in the actual full-blown game they actually tested everything out in like an empty room, you know.
Right.
We're in this room right now and there's, you know, couch, there's a whole desk and everything like that. So like, how does that interact with your graphics and stuff like that when you're looking at stuff? It's weird. Augmented reality sounds like it would be cool, but I don't know if it would be the next step to help us out in gaming, because console games are not going to do that.
No, but that's the thing, and that's the evolution of gaming, I guess, where it goes into kind of what you were saying with different types of games, not the hardcore as much anymore, or old school. I don't know.
It depends.
It sounds interesting.
Yeah, augmented reality seems cool in like watching TV, or I'm sure Steven was about to say porn, but
I wasn't.
You know, overlay.
That's
overlay.
Porn overlay.
It was my idea.
But for like sports and stuff, like stats and statistics, I don't see in video games too much.
Nah, yeah, that seems kind of like a soft one.
Sounds like people are actually going to get HUDs for their face.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is it's going to be gaming out in the like
seeing your
instead
gamer
of just,
power level when they look at you.
Instead of LARPing or an augment to LARPing would be something like this, where you actually have a health meter over someone and you actually
can see
attack.
The imaginary fireball
exactly.
somebody shoots at you.
I'm going to be like 80 years
I'm
old by
now.
The time stuff like this happens.
Yeah,
I would actually buy that.
Depressing.
Yeah, I would be in actually if that was the case. Everybody's
the
wearing that, and then yeah, I'd be in.
It's
huge
just the HUD on your face.
There you go.
All right, future of gaming right there. Last
or
one.
Or you just all buy boxing gloves and have some fun.
Sock and boppers?
You can't see the people's stamina.
You'll see the stamina when they're on the ground.
Last thing on the list was cloud gaming, and we're getting into that definitely. So you can tell this is old because the PS4 has already announced that.
What is the cloud?
That service, what is it? Sky... Skynet.
What is this? PlayStation Now?
Yeah, PlayStation Now. So you're going to be able to download everything.
Way
off.
Yeah,
clearly I was way off. But, you know, cloud gaming, I think, is already upon us. You know, they have the whole marketplaces and everything. Like,
what is the cloud?
The cloud is
no, I dangerous. Asked people this, and they can't tell me.
It's just a virtual...
You don't even
whimy,
know.
Wibbly-wobbly.
So, viewers, if you know what the cloud is, please.
It's basically just...
Tell me what
it's
it
network
is.
Network storage.
Yeah.
It's not local. It's on the...
It's on
the
cloud.
Which is the network. It's on
yeah.
a giant network.
It's not
on
a real
internet.
Cloud, Steven, first
no,
of all.
Well,
it's
no,
a real
I,
cloud.
I was asking people, and every time
Cumulonimbus.
I asked, nobody knows. They're just like, it's
It's the internet.
Yeah, the story.
It's a bunch of computers in a warehouse somewhere in North Carolina.
It'll be a lot better whenever internet speeds are all crazy high.
And it's free. Yeah. And
that's how you get that.
Well, then when we go to Europe or Japan.
Thanks, FCC.
Or whatever. Keep going.
Yeah. Keep it going.
We got bang bites.
We're going into overtime. Okay, all right.
OT. Going into overtime.
So stick around for bang bites. You are going to do now because, I mean, all right. So the first bang bites.
Completely screwed.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's go.
Saints Row the Third is out for Xbox Live Gold subscription members as they're part of
what?
The two.
What did you just say?
Saints Row the Third is out for Xbox Live Gold subscription members.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's not what it says on the notes, but we'll allow it.
I'm sorry that I can just, you know, say whatever the hell I want. Hugh Jackman wants to do another X-Men movie, but his cancer doesn't.
Wow. That is also not in
more
the notes.
At 11. Find out the real story.
I apologize, Hugh Jackman.
Dang, that's
you are
messed
a,
up.
A great actor.
And you're a great Wolverine.
We're moving on. Wow. And I'm the
Jerry. Did you see Les Mis?
Exactly.
Did you see?
Nope.
Les Mis? There you go.
I saw
there
everything that's wrong with Les Mis in 7 minutes or under. Go check that out on YouTube, everybody. Assassin's Creed 3 director now on Far Cry 4. There you go, Steven. Told you there was some Far Cry 4 music and stuff on there.
It doesn't say anything about any it being music, announced. But I'm more excited about Far Cry 4 than I am Halo 5.
Why?
Because Far Cry 3 was amazing.
Because Far Cry 4 is in the snow.
Did you like Far Cry 3 or did you just like Voss a lot?
No, I liked Far Cry 3.
Did you play Blood Dragon?
It was really good. I didn't. I want to.
Oh, it's so good.
Wow.
It is the cheesiest, hokiest, 80s-est,
that's,
stupidest
that's why I
want thing.
To play it, but
is there so breakdancing in it?
Oh, probably.
Wow. Easter egg?
There is now.
PS4 Killzone is getting a 4-player online co-op mode.
Cool.
And that's how that sums that up. First Dragon Ball Z PS4 game has been confirmed, everybody.
Is it a fighting game or is it a story game?
The reviews already came back. It's terrible.
Strangely enough.
Previews or reviews?
It's a real-time
previews
strategy
and
game.
Reviews.
It's a RTS?
You're lying.
Real-time strategy game, yeah.
You're lying.
That's amazing. I would play that.
No way you can shoehorn Dragon Ball Z. How? There's not even enough unit. Well, you could probably just get a random... Wow, that's terrible. Mm-hmm.
There's not enough.
Yeah, now you're thinking.
So anyway, with Portal.
You know, I think one of my favorite games, I think I had it on the Game Boy Advance, was a Dragon Ball Z. Like
Legacy of Goku 2?
I think it was. It was
it's
like
gotta be
top
like
down.
Adventure game?
It was like Pokemon style.
Yeah, yeah. Camera top angle? Down. And yeah. That was the best one, definitely.
Oh, my gosh. I remember playing that as a kid, being like, man, why couldn't this
like
be on
that?
My GameCube right now?
Carlos liked that.
It was a good one, though.
So you guys are,
that was like the best.
Didn't they try and do that on the PS2 on one of the later games? I don't remember.
Like an
which
adventure
one it was.
Version?
An adventure styled game, not the fighting ones.
I remember Dragon Ball Z something where it was a 2-player
Sagas?
Sagas. Yeah.
Yes.
That was the one that everybody came in and was like, oh, it's 2-player co-op. I can, and then I was like, don't buy it.
Open world Dragon Ball Z game.
An open world Dragon Ball Z game was awesome. Yeah, the Legacy of Goku 1 and 2 were the best ones hands down.
Current gen?
Hand down.
Just oh,
one,
my
just
gosh.
One hand down.
Just one hand down.
That would be amazing.
Jamie Lannister.
I'd run through the same story that we've all seen a billion times just to do it through the open world.
Honestly, I would do it again in another fighting game because I really liked when they did their what-if scenarios where, like, you played as a guy longer than he lived in the actual thing.
Oh,
Frieza took over the everything because you played as Frieza during Frieza's story.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. I really liked this.
I don't know why people don't utilize that enough with characters where they just make what licensed characters an open world version of what they have. Spider-Man does it very well. Dragon Ball Z, as we've seen on the Game Boy Advance, does it amazing.
Historically speaking.
Like, it makes sense
decades
to me.
Ago.
Take Batman. You put him in an open world game after so long. Arkham
City,
and boom, it's a awesome game.
Sure.
Why didn't they just do that with everybody?
Because every game should be open world.
Every game
then it'll
should be
lose
open
its
world.
Novelty, and you'll be like, "This is stupid, this is boring. I'm never gonna."
Well, not with every game.
Then
man.
A game's gonna go. Come out without open world, and we're gonna be like, "Oh my god, this game is
so
fucking
refreshing.
Cool."
I love the linearness to it.
Think about the very first Incredible Hulk game, and then think about Incredible Hulk Ultimate Destruction.
Ultimate Destruction was pretty good.
Yeah,
I don't remember either one.
See, and Ultimate Destruction, like you can think, like,
see?
Why would I?
I don't remember either one. See, there
why
you go.
Ultimate Destruction was. Post Spider-Man 2, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
it was like, why would I need an open
also,
world
wasn't the
Hulk
art
game?
Style wicked different, though, too? And like, wasn't it? I thought Ultimate Destruction was more cel-shaded or something.
It was a little bit, but it was, the scope of the game was huge.
Yeah, yeah. That's
was fine. It like Ultimate Spider-Man?
Yeah, which I never really got to fully play.
That game was awesome.
That game was so good.
Oh my god. Oh my god, I remember. Oh, yes.
I do remember.
That's terrible, everybody. Yeah. Oculus Rift type terrible.
My idea.
Minecraft for the Xbox. This one is for you, Corey. Minecraft on the Xbox One and PS4 is 36 times bigger than the Xbox 360.
That
and
means
PS3.
36 more blocks.
And it's still infinitely less than what's on the PC.
I'm
that's
just
true.
Saying there is an end to the PS or the PC version. I've heard.
What?
I've heard it wasn't.
I've never found it.
What do you mean,
Tsukiyomi? I heard it was actually there was an end.
Should throw that in there randomly.
I heard there was an end to the world on that.
Sure, if you can find it.
Yeah, if you
someone recreated Denmark in it.
That's
all one-to-one
why,
Denmark recreation.
Out of all the places in the world, Denmark?
It was funded by Denmark.
Oh, okay. Then there you go.
Well,
there
I mean, yeah.
I've been to a map.
America's
was...
bombed it, by the way. Americans. They got in there and blew that shit up.
Twice.
There was a full-scale Westeros.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Going to the wall and seeing the scale of the freaking wall, it was amazing.
Wow. And then you just... All the whores that are around there, too?
Yeah.
They didn't find a way to put whores in there. But I think they're with the skin
that's
pack,
player
all created. The zombies were Ned Stark.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, too soon.
That's all the bang bites that I got, everybody. Anybody else got any bang bites?
No. Let's wrap this puppy up.
All right, then, everybody.
Are we kicking pigs?
No, we're actually not kicking pigs. If you have time, go to nerdreactor.com, of course. Check us out there. What are you reacting to? We got a lot more news and stuff coming up for you in the later show this week. And
we're going to be in E3 next month.
We're going to be at E3 next month. And if you haven't gone on YouTube and looked at rabbits eating
raspberries or goats sliding down,
or goats sliding slides. Down slides, go ahead and do yourself a favor. And
or
do
gerbils
that.
Eating burritos. Tiny
or
burritos.
Gerbils eating burritos, yes. So for Alex, Steven, and Corey, I am Aaron Carter saying...
Go watch
later.
Godzilla.
Yeah, go watch Godzilla. See you later.
It's awesome.
Let me bang,
I
man.
Do let you bang. Hey.
Let me bang again, man.
I let you bang.
What are you doing, man?
I let you bang.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Let you bang.
Now go fuck yourselves.